Players and staff from the University of Southern California and Georgia Tech took a break from football to visit Fort Bliss and receive some hands-on experience on various military equipment. After a welcome from the 1st Armored Division and Fort Bliss Commander, Major General Dana Pittard,
"Are you ready to play?"
They teamed up with soldiers to explore the M1 A1 Abrams tank and the M2 Bradley fighting vehicle. Georgia Tech running back Charles Perkins says the thing he most enjoyed about the event was a new perspective.
"I mean, it was impressive to me. I play a lot of video games, Call of Duty mainly, and that's dealing with the military. And just seeing it in real life, it's real to me. You realize how complicated these machines and how big they really are. Like the damage they can do to things, that's what I like. I love that type of stuff."
Players also got to try their hand at marksmanship on the M4 rifle using the Engagement Skills Trainer 2000 simulator. USC wide receiver Robert Woods explains that though the afternoon was a break from their rivalry with Georgia Tech, they developed another friendly rivalry.
"Shot some M4s on the simulator. They actually had a competition against the soldiers, and I think it was cheated. They said that we won. No, that's not possible."
Though the event taught players about different military equipment and techniques, Georgia Tech running back David Sims admits he took away other lessons from his encounter at Fort Bliss.
"You know, the armed forces is the definition of team. You guys have a great camaraderie. You have to work together, regardless of the situation. I think that's something that's really important to us and something we need to learn from."
Reporting from Fort Bliss, I'm Army Sergeant Janelle Sennert.